Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Ah, hello. Hey. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan. Oh, boy. Tough time.
All right. Good start.
Yeah.
Good start.
I kind of forgot the process. Kind of forgot what I needed to do.
You were so happy with the messing around with the computer. You forgot about
it. Well, I was playing the playlist from my laptop as opposed to from my phone.
Yeah.
And it threw me off entirely.
Yes. I got you.
And your very harsh disapproval of the Becky Lynch theme song.
I'm not a huge fan.
All right, we might have to go back to the drawing board. That might not stick around.
Hey.
Just gets me pumped.
Hey, if it works for you, man, it's your playlist. I'm fine with it.
This is Knowledge Fight.
You're Dan.
I'm
Jordan.
You're Jordan. This is a podcast where we like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
That's pretty much what we do. Dan.
It is.
For the last time in 2017.
Yes.
What the fuck is this show?
I know a lot about Alex Jones.
I don't know anything about Alex Jones.
And today we were a bit hungover. had a real nice time last night drinking some beers and some wine.
Just hanging out until about 5 a.m.
Crashed on your couch.
Yep.
Might have argued about Big Fish.
We did argue about Big Fish. I forgot about that.
But anyway.
Not a good movie.
But anyway, here we are. Happy New Year to everybody. This will be coming out on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
We're going to count it down at the end of the show.
The best thing to do is play this podcast roughly, what do you think, an hour and 45 minutes before midnight?
3.5.
Yeah.
Before we get the show started today, I want to take a minute to thank a couple of our new donors.
Oh, shit!
I'd like to thank everybody. If you want to become a policy walk, you can go to our website, knowledgefight.com, click the, support the show button, as these two have done. We very much appreciate it. Thank you so much, and, congratulations on becoming a policy wonk, Lewis.
I'm a policy wonk.
Hey, Lewis, thank you very much.
Also, thank you so much to Polly. We appreciate it.
I'm a policy wonk.
Congratulations,
Polly,
on becoming a policy wonk.
Thank you very kindly, Polly.
So Jordan, today we got an interesting road ahead of us.
Okay.
So on our last episode...
Your standard entrance to when we start playing clips.
Sure,
this
sure.
one's very interesting.
It is, because we only have one clip.
Okay. You did tell me that before
yes.
the show, and I still kind of don't believe you.
Actually, I lied a little bit. We have two clips.
I knew it!
But, so on our last sort of investigation episode that we did, we went back to 2014 in February, and because I was trying to trace the path of Alex Jones's take on Ukraine.
Right.
Russia and Ukraine. We found it was kind of weird.
Right.
And so I kept looking. I kept digging. And... On
as you usually do.
On the day after what we covered, so it would be like February 24th, I believe, the entire show is about Piers Morgan. Years after he went on Piers Morgan's show.
What?
It's all, well, I think it's actually like a year after. He just goes off on this like, fuck off, Piers Morgan, you got fired, suck it. It's just
so this is going to be an episode where we agree with Alex Jones wholeheartedly.
To an extent, actually, no, because I don't have clips of that episode. It's so boring.
Oh, well, okay.
It's just him gloating and being like, suck it, Piers, I win.
I mean, Piers Morgan does suck.
Right.
And he should suck it.
I don't disagree with that entirely, at all. But there wasn't much really to go on in this episode, on the 24th. Like I said, it's just him gloating and being like, you got fired, haha.
Right.
You're a loser. I have millions of fans and like, ah, blah, blah. But I did find this clip that I think is kind of interesting and sheds a little bit of light on Alex's self-made past and what have you. So here's the only clip that I have from February 24th.
I never had a big Time Warner, AOL, $100 billion company to put me on air. I never had all that type of stuff. I had nothing. I think my dad loaned me like $20,000 over the first year when I first did my Access show and then luckily got a local radio show.
Nothing.
That's the reality here.
So yeah, I had nothing.
He had nothing.
I had nothing.
Except a $20,000 loan.
Right.
That was kind of a,
nothing.
You know how everybody has access to $20,000 loans mm-hmm. from their parents?
Mm-hmm.
He had nothing. He pulled himself up by his rich dad's bootstraps.
And like we've said in the past, like just to be perfectly clear, I don't really think that there's anything super negative about getting help. And I don't think that Alex is wrong to have gotten help or
right.
anything like that. It's wrong for him not to recognize the position that he was lucky enough to be in.
To claim you came from nothing is such bullshit.
Yeah, because the amount of money your parents have to have if they can just drop 20 grand at a time on you is ridiculous.
Right.
And as we know, he used to broadcast out of a property that was owned by his dad, like an office building that his dad owned. And his dad got him his first ad to get a radio show. So, like, all of these things. And again, not wrong.
No.
Just stupid of him.
No.
Stupid of him to pretend now.
Right.
Anyway, so, like I said, it's all shooting on Piers Morgan.
Like, if
24.
He was an orphan, I would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
If he says he came from nothing and he had, you know.
Sure, sure.
No parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board.
Then, much more reasonable.
Right.
So, there's one part that's really funny, and I was trying to find the clip and I can't find it, so I'll just explain it. There's a whole thing where he's like going on about how like, they offered me every TV show in the world. They wanted me to do that Joe Rogan Questions Everything, before they gave it to Joe Rogan. They wanted me to host Jesse
Ventura's
show. That
would have been a very strange show if it was Joe Rogan Questions Everything.
With Alex
hosted
Jones.
By Alex Jones.
He was saying that, they tried to give him, the show that Jesse Ventura ended up doing, the conspiracy theory show.
Right.
And I know, for a fact that from 2008, I watched an episode where Alex has Jesse on when they're about to start filming for that show. And he's basically just like begging Jesse to be his co-host. He's like, please, you know, like, hey, you know, how funny would it be if I was the co-host? Like that sort of thing. I wish I had, I'll dig them up. I'll find the clips. But for now, I just wanted to point out, like, he's in like a real fucking like on top of the world headspace on that episode.
So, right.
Well, I was listening to it.
You know, he was almost Chandler Bing, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to be in Friends.
He was also almost Joey Tribbiani. He was going to play both roles.
And Rachel.
Great haircut.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all the girls going around with the Alex cut? That would be wild. So I was listening to this episode where he's just complaining about Piers Morgan the whole time. And I agree with you. Like, yeah. Piers Morgan sucks.
Piers Morgan, go fuck himself.
But one of the other things I realized is I don't know if I've ever listened to the entire Piers Morgan interview.
Are we listening to the entire Piers Morgan interview?
Oh, yeah, we are.
How long is it?
13 minutes.
Ooh.
We're not going to listen to it in one chunk or anything.
I got
pause
that.
At points.
I got that.
But I realize that most people...
That would be a great episode if we just played that and then, Happy New Year, guys, and that was it. We just called it.
It's one of these things where, like, it's stupid, and you don't like Piers Morgan to begin with.
Right.
But at the same time, you get to witness Alex Jones being a complete fuckhead. Like... Whatever you think about the person who's interviewing him, he is awful. He's an awful person.
Yeah, I agree.
And so whenever people are like, I've had, you know, people ask me if I would like to interview Alex. And it's things like this that we're going to be going over, which is why my answer is categorically no.
No.
I would never want to do it.
No.
Even if you have a command of facts, he's never going to let you play the game that you want to play.
No.
So. This is from January 7th, 2013. Alex Jones went on to Piers Morgan's show, and it made the rounds afterwards. Went viral, as they say.
He was still on the BBC at the time, right?
No, I think it was CNN.
He was on CNN?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Alex Jones...
Wait, Piers Morgan was on CNN?
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Yeah. The next day, Alex Jones went on his show and was like, oh, man, we were being followed all around New York. There were people just gang stalking us.
Of course.
They had us sit in this this dilapidated, run down, termite infested place. There was shit all over the bathroom walls. like I don't know about this.
Wait,
Alex.
On CNN?
Yeah. Like Alex, I don't know, man. That's just I mean,
they're a ramshackle operation, that CNN. They're really trying to put it together funding wise.
He's like, it's all a facade.
Yeah,
there's shit on the bathroom walls. And I'm not saying, like, it's stuff. It's poo, he's saying, is on the bathroom walls.
Yeah.
It's a load of bullshit, and he creates, like, a really interesting sort of cover story of what his trip was like. In order to, again, it's just mythologizing himself.
Right.
Like, I'm such a threat that they had to have gang stalkers follow me around talking into their sleeves. Like it's some kind of cartoon.
Oh, what? It wasn't just, like, regular people stalking them.
Nope.
It was, like... The FBI.
These guys think they're spies. One of them saw that I was looking at him, and he just walked into a wall. He says that.
All right.
He says that like three times.
I buy that.
It's a real important piece of his narrative that
that somebody walked into a wall because of him.
Yeah.
Because of his gaze.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So, I know, this is, I feel like you're disinclined to enjoy this.
I've never seen or heard it, so I'm on board.
Have you just heard the clip? I mean, cause the big clip is Alex Jones screaming at him, 1776 will commence again if you try and take our guns.
No, I did not know that. I've never seen this, like when we started this podcast,
yeah.
I legitimately knew nothing about Alex Jones.
Right.
And I'm not allowed to look up Alex Jones, otherwise that destroys the whole premise. Here.
It's true.
So it has to be something that you introduced to me, otherwise I do not know anything about Alex.
Well, then I'm glad we're doing this, because this is an important piece of his mythology. It's an important piece of his story, and it's really an instance of where he broke through a lot more than he had before.
Okay.
Like, he gained a lot of notoriety, a lot of prominence after this, because he made a fucking ass of himself.
Right.
And so here we go. We're gonna jump in. And if you at any point want to pause, hit me with a high sign. Here we go. Piers Morgan and Alex Jones both being dicks.
Anyone who's watched this show over the past few weeks knows I've taken a pretty strong stand on guns in America. It's not escaped the notice of supporters of gun rights, and it's led to a petition on the White House official website, no less. It's entitled, and I quote, "Deport British citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment."
Take Suck your own dick.
No.
Fuck you.
Alex Jones did that. Alex Jones started a petition to try and get Piers Morgan deported.
Piers Morgan is sucking his own dick.
No, he's, I believe he is. I think he's saying that as a means of introducing Alex. Like,
right.
This guy went to the whitehouse.gov and tried to get people.
The most impossible thing to do.
Yeah.
What took years of effort, years of training and preparation to get all the way to the whitehouse.gov website.
Mm-hmm.
And put a petition to, now, I would have signed that petition had
right.
I known about it.
I think like 100,000 people or something signed it. It was
worth
ridiculous.
It. Worth it.
Anyway.
More than 104,000 people have signed it, yep. So far. And joining me now is one of the people behind the petition, Alex Jones. He's host of the Alex Jones Show. Welcome to you.
Piers, thanks for having me.
Why do you want to...
Starts off polite. Starts off polite. Let's see how long
He's a fine Texan boy.
Let's see how long it stays
okay.
Polite.
You want to deport me?
Well, we did it as a way to bring attention to the fact that we have all of these foreigners and the Russian government, the official Chinese government. Mao said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He killed about 80 million people because he's the only guy that had the guns. So we did it to point out that this is globalism and the mega banks that control the planet and brag that they've taken over.
Do they?
In Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they're going to get our guns as well. They've taken everybody's guns, but the Swiss and the American people. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies.
You know what? I don't really object to too much of what he's saying right now.
Say more about that. Because that's troubling.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
This is dovetailing.
Nobody is going to take away his guns. But there is a good point to be made.
Against the militarization of police?
Exactly.
Well, certainly. But a lot of the things...
Which is why we all need guns, so when the police come for your guns,
well, now you're making,
you can gun them.
Now you're making Alex's argument.
You can gun them.
You are...
When the police come for your guns, you can gun back at them.
Jordan, you're starting 2018 full-on militia sympathizer.
You know what?
Careful.
Hey, all I'm saying is maybe
tread lightly, friend.
It's not the worst idea in the world.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that I like the militias we have now.
No.
But if progressives all got together and just bought a lot of guns, I think that would be fine.
I think what you're describing at that point is a commune.
I don't understand.
It's not a militia at that point.
Look, I've never admired David Koresh.
Sure. That's what makes you and Alex different.
Exactly.
I would say that it's important to point out, though, there that the things that he's describing, the things that he's bringing up, are pretty specifically Jade Helm adjacent narratives.
Yeah.
So you have the like buying up of
1.6 billion bullets.
Yeah. All that stuff is just all it's his FEMA camp stuff. It's all that.
But the Swiss are in there, so that's nice.
I don't think
that I like that the Swiss get a shout out.
I don't think that the Swiss and the Americans are the only people. People allowed to have guns.
No, aren't the most per capita guns like in Sweden or something like that?
Probably. I
don't
know. Doesn't
everybody
on
like
it.
Some I can't
most
remember
countries
there's you... a Nordic country where it's like everybody has a gun.
Yeah, there are a lot of countries that allow you to have guns.
Yeah, I would say most countries allow you to have guns.
And just because a couple of them have been remarkably successful in curtailing gun ownership and gun violence,
right?
That doesn't mean that there aren't countries where still, you know, do what you want to do.
Hey, get some guns.
Yeah, pop, 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 pop.
Being used to arrest people in North Dakota. The Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Take the women in India.
Uh-oh.
Your piece on CNN was watching during Anderson Cooper's show.
Hold on. I don't recall part of the Second Amendment being about street thugs.
I don't know.
I don't remember George Washington being like, we can't allow British people to be quartered.
Right.
And also street thugs.
Right.
Huge issue.
Little do you know that there is a provision in the Second Amendment about the knockout game. There's a...
Too many street thugs.
I mean, to an extent, like, your ability to protect your property and stuff like that, I get the application that Alex would make there, but... I mean,
no, he's describing black people.
No, I think that
this is fairly close to Zimmerman.
I think that there is
Trayvon Martin.
There is code being employed, certainly. Yeah. Well, I mean, Alex Jones thinks that like George Zimmerman was railroaded. You know, there is like he doesn't.
I wish he had been hit on a railroad.
He doesn't think that he does not agree with the mainstream perception of George Zimmerman.
Do you mean he's a murderer?
Yeah. So Alex here is getting into the idea of there being a lot of rapes in India. And
yeah, I very much wanted to pause it before I had to hear that.
So here we go, jumping back in.
Tell you that the women of India have signed giant petitions to get firearms because the police can't and won't protect them. The answer wait a minute, I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20%+ crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime.
Not true either.
Well, that's not accurate. And what he's doing here is cherry picking statistics.
Because
as we know, a much more in-depth study was done by Stanford last year.
Every place that has a lot of guns has a lot more crime.
Yeah, there's an increase in violent crime that runs a parallel course to...
Because everybody has guns.
Right, right.
True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths, those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them.
Lemmings,
do you understand?
Murdered.
That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
So, you know, that's really him working himself into a frenzy.
The Republic will rise again.
Right.
If you try to take our guns.
Mm-hmm.
So the Republic... Why isn't the Republic rising? Doesn't that seem like counterintuitive there? It requires somebody to take the guns before the Republic rises again.
That is an interesting
like,
wrinkle.
What are we doing right now as far as the Republic goes? Are we like, hey, as long as I got my guns, I don't care if this fucking Republic falls around my eyes.
We're cool.
I got guns. Just stroking a fucking shotgun
all
day.
Well, I mean, it does speak to the idea that I think Alex and a lot of people like him have, that is, the guns are the only thing that matters. It's what makes the Republic.
Right.
And so, yeah, absolutely.
But
if they don't try and take the guns, the Republic is safe in their conception, which is not accurate.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
That's like saying the South will rise again. It's not going to happen.
It's kind of what he is saying.
It is what he's saying.
As we know, his family did fight for the South during the Civil War.
And in Confederate circles, he is royalty.
Which actually comes into play right about now.
My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Ana. My family.
Do you
was
mean
at the
when
core
they stole
on both
it?
Sides starting that.
My family was at the core of both sides starting that. What does that mean? The fuck does that mean? My family was the winner and the loser of the Santa Ana battle. What?
My family started that war.
Right.
We had people over there saying, you're going to fight those guys. We had people over there saying, you got to fight those guys.
My family are agent provocateurs from the Texas Revolution days.
We have always been gun runners.
I mean,
nothing makes more money on guns than war.
You know, you got like my family was involved in the Texas Revolution with Santa Ana. I'm related to Nathan Bedford Forrest. I'm related to the right. Tudors.
Right.
It's just fucking.
He was Cleopatra in a former life.
He's just doing role play at this point. Nonsense.
Yes. He's LARPing as Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Because Santa Ana came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce? Don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
I would point out that the show is taped in New York, so he's already in America.
No, he's that. Not in America.
Oh?
He can't become an... Wait, can you only become an American after you go to a fire range?
Yep.
Is that part of the citizenship mm-hmm. test?
Yeah, that's why it's. I mean, it's such an important piece of the republic that in order to be a part of it, yeah.
I feel like that's also counterintuitive there because he hates immigrants so much
and doesn't want.
Why would he want them to have guns?
Well, I mean, and that goes back to like the what he's positing earlier that we sort of skipped over a little bit is this idea of the women in India wanting guns. She's like, yeah, okay. I mean, they should be able to protect themselves, absolutely. But the bigger issue is the people who are doing the rapes.
It seems like rape is the larger issue over them having guns.
Right, right. But he doesn't really have a lot of interest in talking about that in the same way.
Here's a thought.
Right.
We only give women guns.
Huh. Okay. Fine.
I'm in.
Let's move along.
Let's do it.
You finished?
Yes, I am finished. You will not take my right. You go through background checks
you said
to get
you were
guns.
Finished.
How about
asshole.
Prozac? You know the number one. Oh, that's a big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Why?
I don't know.
Why, Pierce? No. What were you thinking? You just heard his debate tactic, which is, you want to cut that off, don't you, anytime you speak.
And there's, like, constant instances of him, like, looking off camera, like, as if for approval.
Are we still,
like, is someone going to tackle me? Yeah. Are we on air? Yeah. Do we get cut off?
Right.
My throat's starting to hurt. I don't want to waste these pipes for nothing. let's jump.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud. How many gun murders were there in America last year? Do you know?
These people are both assholes. They're such assholes. But it's one of the most remarkable things that you come away. I mean, I still don't like Piers Morgan.
No.
But listening to this, and it's not because I don't like Alex. I'm on his side because he's just trying to be like, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
But that's the why would you have Alex Jones on your show if you don't know what Alex Jones is going to do on your show?
To be fair, I think that is I think he knew.
Yeah, that's the whole reason they booked Alex Jones is for him to give them ratings and for millions of people to watch this shit and be like, look at this asshole.
And it like after Alex leaves and the next segment he has Alan Dershowitz on and they
that's a switch in energy right there.
Yeah.
that's a bipolar situation.
And what they do, the two of them end up having a conversation about how like Alex Jones is a case in point for why people shouldn't have guns. And so there is a little bit of like I think they were trying to trap him a little.
Right.
But at the same time, you can see in Piers Morgan's face, he's getting pissed. He is like,
well, the
he's
amount
like, what
of,
am I doing? I'm talking to a child.
The
here.
Amount of bile in the bud.
Right.
Perfect.
Right. The throwing the bud back at him.
The correct amount of bile there.
Spoiler alert. The interview does end with Piers Morgan saying, whatever. So you got that to look forward to.
Okay.
You know?
So he, also, because we cut at the wrong moment, Piers Morgan has just asked him how many gun murders there are in America every year.
There were about 11,458, and about 74% of those were gang-related, gangbangers shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
Okay, that wasn't
the case. How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000.
Let me just ask you a second.
That's
question.
Right.
How many gun murders were there in Britain?
How many great white sharks?
No, how many
kill people every year, but they're scared to swim?
Right. How many gun murders were there in Britain?
A very low amount. I already went over those
how
statistics.
Many, do you know?
It was only a few hundred.
No, no. How many gun murders?
I actually did pull statistics. Here, let me pull them out right here. I figured you'd do that.
Alex Jones has, like...
That's a nice little dick move right there. I figured you'd prepare for this. I've never prepared for anything.
Alex has, like, maybe six pieces of loose paper that he's waving at Piers Morgan. Like, you see these FBI statistics. It's just nonsense. It's like... I almost couldn't write a funnier sketch than this.
Right.
You know, in the sense of, like, Alex being, like, so performative, you can tell he doesn't...
Yeah, he's...
not sincere.
No.
The only arguments he has are deflections, like, what about great white shark attacks?
Yeah.
What about staph infections at hospitals?
He's like, doing what about all day.
Well, but at the same time, the logic doesn't hold, because... What about staph infections? Like, yes, there are regulations about cleaning hospitals. Like, people work really hard to limit the infections that you can be exposed to in a hospital.
Yeah, but what about them?
Well, they use the logic.
What about them?
Apply it to guns. You know.
I don't understand.
Necessitate regulations that would mitigate the damages that are caused by
no gun regulations, Dan. That's tyranny.
And
you know what? I don't want any hospital regulations either.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the main issue. If you come for our hospital infections, the Republic is gonna rise again.
That tracks. I agree. We need to foment a revolution if people try and stop us from getting sick at hospitals. Or try and limit my access to great white sharks.
That is a good idea.
In the wild.
Where would you like the regulations to stop with great white sharks?
None. I want to roll.
No regulations?
I want to roll it back to the 1700s.
Like, zoos are just going to be chaos.
You can swim with them if you want. You're an adult. You're an American, and you have a God-given right. It's the 63rd Amendment to swim with
it's
sharks.
It's the 63rd Amendment?
We're adding a bunch.
I don't think George Washington was... Well, here's what I would suggest. George Washington?
In the Constitution.
No street thugs?
In the Constitution.
Don't even mention them.
Knockout game was a problem.
Great white sharks.
Swim with sharks. Absolutely.
Gun murder.
Oh,
you are not
UK violent crime.
You are not legally obligated, however, to house a British great white shark.
No.
Crime capital of Europe. London Telegraph. Here, let me
it's
give you
quite
more.
A simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're a very loud
that's the
man.
That's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
It's not a little factoid.
I already said earlier,
we're talking about
England has a lot lower gun crime rate because you took all the guns.
Let me try exactly
but
my
you've
point.
Got horror.
So,
Piers is not doing a good job with this interview.
But like I said,
he's clearly thrown off.
I think a little bit of it is intentional to use him as a prop later. I think that there is some of that. And God bless him for it, because, I mean, you know, when you have someone with Alex, it is probably the best tactic to just let him play himself.
Right.
And then just hope that everyone who's watching can see through it and see, like, this guy is unhinged, he's crazy, and he doesn't actually know any of the statistics he's screaming.
Now, does Piers do a lot of camera takes?
There are a couple.
There are some good camera takes?
There are a couple, like...
Like, does he at any point Zach from Saved by the Bell at where he's like, okay, pause.
And then
they go right back to it.
Time out. No, I don't. He doesn't do enough mugging. I would have. If this was a sketch that I was directing,
so much mugging.
I would tell him, ham it up, Alex. You're chewing just enough scenery. Piers get a little smugger.
Yeah.
Hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day.
What a ridiculous!
They arrest people in England if they defend themselves. That's on record.
But where?
I don't know.
What record? That's on Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
The jolly old queen comes out with a decree. You will be arrested if you defend yourself.
Especially if you are an old lady.
I'm almost...
Listen, every day I want an old lady's brains beat out.
This is the cost of not having guns, and we love it. People burning down buildings and beating up old women.
I will trade street thugs for dead old women any day of the week.
Kind of got to assume that street thugs are responsible for beating women, old women to death day.
It's other old women.
That could be.
Britain, this is one of the least advertised things about Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Constant old lady thunderdomes.
Oh, yeah.
Constant old lady thunderdomes.
Well, it's like the Hunger Games, but...
with old ladies?
You mix... what's that movie? An old 80s movie about killing old people. It's that with Hunger Games mixed
in. All right.
Anyway, I think...
What, Scanners? Was Scanners the movie that you were thinking about?
I don't know.
Blowing up old ladies' heads with your mind?
I don't know. I'm hungover, man. Let's just jump back into this fucking clip.
My God, you have got a total police state. Everybody's fleeing that country because you had to flee here, bud. Why don't you tell folks? Yeah, you fled here. Why don't you go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal?
Answer this question.
Fair. Ooh, how nicely done.
Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order. Okay. You're a hatchet
man. Less
and I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy?
Right here.
Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your Jolly Roger. You know what?
In what world does Piers Morgan think he's a tough guy?
None.
Piers Morgan is the most aware of how much of a pussy Piers Morgan is.
Yeah, guys, it was Logan's run. Jesus. All right. But the thing I love is that the way Alex presents it now is that Piers Morgan wanted to beat him up.
Yeah.
Whereas you can hear very clearly, he's like, hey, how about I come back and we fight? Alex suggested that.
Why?
I don't know.
Where would you even...
It proves something.
Does it?
No. I do love the idea, though, of because I don't know if you could hear it there, but what he ends up doing is like, hey, how about you come back and we hit a boxing ring. I'll wear an American flag. You wear a Union Jack. And Piers Morgan's response to that is, okay. Just like you were right. He's checked out in a lot of ways, but in a tremendous way. I really like seeing this kind of misery on someone.
Okay.
To that I don't like.
Right.
So.
Let's try again. Right. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin? I already went over those statistics.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds.
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is you can...
Against 11... Do you understand the difference between 11,000?
Yeah, England wants to ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
Yeah, definitely don't engage with this point. That was a smart move on Alex Jones's part.
And no one wants to ban knives. That's a gross misrepresentation.
Well, the chefs' union actually does.
What do they want to do?
They want to use their hands. They want to tear food apart.
I ask you this, sir. How are you going to put cream cheese on a bagel without knives?
You just fucking grab some.
Mm-hmm.
First you have to tear apart the bagel.
Right.
And you also, the same thing has to be done with bread. You can't slice bread.
Right.
You have to have a giant sandwich just from one side to the other. Slather cream cheese with your hand all over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Press it together and then shoot it with a gun.
For Christmas, my dad got like Wolverine blades, basically, like because he does a lot of grilling. He does a lot of barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Out smoking meats out in Texas. And so, like, you know, it's cool because you can just have these Wolverine claws that you can just punch into the meat and carry it. Like, as opposed to having to, you know, and I would imagine those might,
That's the first time I've ever wanted to be Wolverine right there.
Those are legal. Pretty sure you can even have those in Britain. Anyway, let's move back in here.
That is true. Wolverine is the only superhero I can think of who is totally street legal.
What about Rogue?
She's like a...
All of them are street legal.
She's like a...
What are you talking about?
She's like a Toxic Mary or whatever his name is. Anybody she touches dies.
But that's not illegal.
What do you mean it's not illegal to touch somebody and have them die?
I don't think it's on the books. I think that we will have a drastically redefined definition of legal.
If you try and take our rogues away,
all right,
the Republic is going to rise again.
But do you understand the difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
Listen, do you understand? You're not going to pull on America's heartstrings. They know your script. Okay? You're not going to get our guns. By the way, you guys always say, we just want to take the semi-autos. Okay? And all this other stuff when semi-autos aren't even, rifles aren't even used.
Slippery slope coming.
You can pull those numbers up. Okay? Hold on.
Let me ask you one question. Which weapon was predominantly used in the Aurora movie theater shooting?
M4 AR-15 variant.
So it was a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Again.
Okay.
But statistically, it's very, very low.
That was, do you agree?
Okay. All right. This is why Piers Morgan is doing such a bad job.
I think he's trying, though.
No, but he's not, he had no idea, or at least he has no idea, what he's going up against.
Right.
Because the idea of just coming at Alex and saying, look at these two things, is silly. Alex knows that there are two things, and he's going to make it a million things. So any argument that Piers Morgan has is purely deluded by that bullshit.
All you can do really to dance with him is, like, prepare to deal with diversion.
Yeah.
You can't really get a central thesis. But at the same time, the point that he's making would be devastating if Alex engaged with it.
Right.
But he's just not going to.
Well, I mean, the issue with Piers Morgan's point is he's trying to build. He's trying to do this whole build thing. Like,
here's a fact. Exactly. Here's another fact which leads to this conclusion.
And that's never going to happen. No. You can't build a house with Alex.
No.
You can't build an argument with Alex. What you have to do is get a boxing ring.
Right.
And beat the shit out of
him. Wear relative flags. make it a nationalistic boxing match for truth.
Actually, and I don't think I don't think he should wear the Union Jack. The British don't really feel that much about the flag.
No.
I think he should have to wear the Queen.
The actual Queen. Also, I think, like, this is just fun because, on our last episode from 2014, we had, the guy call in and be like, hey, you said you wanted to box Piers Morgan. I'll box you. Yeah. And Alex was super confused. Now we kind of have a little bit of a context for why that was the case. Anyway, here we go.
The single biggest shooting in the history of America in terms of people hit by a shooter.
We topped that shit. 2017.
Did you know that?
Yeah. No, I believe that there were others. Over 30. No.
Alex is legit just denying reality at this point. Like, he's just like, this is statistically true as of 2014.
Right.
In terms of shootings. And Alex is like, no.
Yeah, but that's not even unique anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, now. Any interview with one of those people, one of the hard right people, is always going to be like,
yeah,
nah.
Alex was ahead of the game, my friend.
No, this was the single biggest mass shooting.
Well, listen, you're just been bombings of Wall Street.
Let me ask you a second question.
Are we going to ban
bombs?
To fly the planes?
Alex, yeah. You've had a lot to say.
No, my point is the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, and you're not getting it.
Not the first. Do you know which weapon was used in the Oregon shopping mall mass shooting recently?
I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot 'em up games want to go out and do this.
Alex.
Because there's
Video
criminals,
games.
I don't lose my rights,
Alex.
Piers.
Alex.
Because there's criminals,
Alex.
I don't lose my rights.
Just answer the question.
He's not going to. But
no.
In as much as Alex sometimes makes a fair point, I agree, generally speaking, with the idea that just because there's criminals, you don't get punished for it.
Right.
Now, at the same time, your rights are contingent on living in a society. And if a society decides one way it wants to operate, and that goes against what you would prefer to do, sorry.
If Alex wanted to make that argument about like the NSA and the Patriot Act, that's a solid argument. Mm-hmm. The idea that because we have terrorists, we're going to remove people's rights to privacy.
Right.
I agree with that argument.
Right.
The idea that just because there are criminals with semi-automatic weapons doesn't mean we shouldn't all have semi-automatic weapons.
Well, and it's stupid to blame video games, first of all.
Always.
Because, I mean, I've been playing Skyrim, and I can't tell you how many people I've cut down with a flaming sword in real life.
Well.
Like, I have just been, and I've learned magic.
What's crazy?
Yeah.
Flaming swords are banned.
Oh,
can't
no.
Can't have them in the UK.
No.
Can't have them in the UK.
No. and then.
There are flaming sword deaths. Drastically reduced.
And we go over this point ad nauseum, but the idea that he's blaming serotonin reuptake inhibitors and psychoactive drugs is a dangerous precedent to set, because without them, you would see much more violent crime, most likely.
It is.
People unmedicated who need medications.
Yeah, well, that's the issue. It always winds up being the opposite of that.
Yeah.
If they had some sort of access to medication, maybe we'd have a different conversation about that.
And a lot of the times, I don't know the full statistics on it, but generally speaking, a lot of the time when you see people who are on psychoactive medication, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and what have you,
SSRIs,
what you see, the people who commit suicide generally have fallen off the medication.
Right.
So.
Now that's another good question to have is. Or another good argument to have is, you know, how effective are they?
Right.
Are withdrawals worse than, you know, there's that whole conversation to be had there.
Yeah.
Do you know what the weapon used was?
Listen, let me ask you a question.
No, answer.
I've got the FBI Alex. Statistics that, listen, no, no. that okay. the so-called semi-autos that you talk
Let's
about.
Let's take a break. When we come back.
Again, you're not going to get our guns.
When we come back, try and answer my question.
Yeah, all you're going to do is sit there and play little factoid questions. Overall crime has gone up over 20%.
So they go out to commercial with him just yelling.
And then Alex, the moment he realizes they're at commercial, he's like, Piers, we're doing a great job.
We nailed it, buddy.
We're crushing this.
Yeah, like that British show where you, all right, we did good here. So, you know, I take issue with the idea of reality and statistics being referred to as factoids in a dismissive way, because what Piers Morgan is doing, like you said, which is a loser's strategy in this case, he's laying out like building blocks of an argument using statistics, studies, facts, and Alex is dismissing them out of hand just by being like, oh yeah, you have this crime statistic, that's a factoid,
and I have my own crime statistics, so
right.
What are we doing? We're just going back and forth with stats on each other?
Right. Now,
like an old married couple that's lost what they have to talk about. They just don't talk anymore. And so it's just like, did you know that 90% of horses can't sleep?
Bitch, stop with the factoids. You know, so they come back from commercial and I'm shocked he didn't just kick him off during the break.
Right.
But
he had a line producer who's like, this is gold.
Right. We're getting ratings.
Yeah, baby.
Back now with Alex Jones. A man says I should be deported for my stand on guns. So, Alex, here's how this is going to work, and it's entirely down to you. I'm going to ask you some questions.
This is not...
Piers, you already lost.
This is...
You already lost.
This is not a good strategy
no.
for Alex, or to deal with Alex. Like, you never... like, with someone who has such an oppositional, defiant stance in life, you don't approach them with, like, here's the deal. Here's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I mean, Piers Morgan is the host of the show.
Right.
Alex,
he's supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. And Alex is not really respecting the social contract to a certain extent.
Wait, what?
And you
know what?
You just can't.
What's fascinating about this is exactly like whenever he plays a video on a show where he's like, no, pause this. We're going to have to restart this. I can't handle this piece of shit talking the whole time.
Piers, go back 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
On what you just said.
If he could, he would totally do that.
Yeah.
In the spirit of a proper debate, and you've had a lot to say so far on the show, and a lot of it aimed at me, which is fine. But I want you to try and answer the questions. It's a proper debate, okay? I'm not trying to trip you up.
No, it's not a debate. You're running the show. You bring in your victims up front.
Actually, no.
Look, you got your little note cards.
He's mad that Piers Morgan has note cards.
You're hosting the show. You're bringing out little prepared note cards like some sort of idiot. Why don't you have handwritten notebook sheets?
Right. What the fuck? I mean, I know Alex is obsessed with the idea of, like, being off teleprompters and stuff like that, and, like, I don't know why he's so triggered by the idea that he has note cards or whatever. It's the difference between a professional operation and what he does.
Right.
Where it's just extemporaneous nonsense off the top of the head. It's weird.
We don't have
note cards.
What just happened there is
he should respect us.
He switched from Piers. Piers switched from being like, sarcastic and biting to being condescending.
Right.
And immediately, like, no matter how little nationalist you are, there's something American about hating a British guy condescending to you. There's something quintessentially built into America. Like, once Piers did that, I was like, go get him, Alex. Like, I don't know what happened.
You're going to be very satisfied by what ends up happening.
I knew.
Yeah.
I just gave you FBI statistics that violent crime and gun crime is down over 20%.
Alex, let me just ask you
And
this.
You want to go to little factoids.
No, they're not little
Anybody
factoids.
Can pull those up. Listen.
Do you know what...
Do you have a bodyguard?
Alex.
Why do you have bodyguards?
I don't have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I've seen you on the news with them.
Why would you have bodyguards on the news?
I don't know.
Wait, are there bodyguards in the show?
Oh, there's so many of them.
Because there probably should be.
There's so many bodyguards on his set.
If I had Alex Jones anywhere near me, I'd be like, oh, I could use a bodyguard.
Well, I mean, this goes to his stupid narrative that he has about, like, yeah, if you hate guns, then why do you, well, you're trying to take away our guns, why do you have a bodyguard?
Right, right,
and that
right.
stuff. And I would suggest that, I mean, I don't know if Piers Morgan has bodyguards, but I would assume a lot of them are security guards for CNN. Or, you know, business. Like, I don't know if they're his bodyguards, per se, or anything like that. And it's a dumb argument.
Yes, it's a very dumb argument.
It's a very, very dumb argument. Because people who are security guards are generally licensed.
You know, that's a good point, though.
Often
if we do get
often
rid of,
they're off-hours cops.
If we do get rid of guns, maybe we won't need bodyguards. We're not creating jobs anymore.
Tell that to the old ladies in England. They need bodyguards.
What we should have is old lady bodyguards.
Certainly. Certainly. Create a robust economy around
yeah, exactly.
Old lady security
guards. Put them to
guards.
Work. Put them to work.
Right. This is retirement age nonsense. Yeah. Get out there and protect us. All right.
Don't you want to protect your wife from hoodlums, or you want to call the police?
Let me
hoodlums?
Ask you this question.
Why does Dianne Feinstein
Alex.
Tell 60
Alex.
Minutes that she
okay.
plans
Alex.
To try
Alex.
To take Mr. and Mrs. America's guns?
Stop
have you seen
talking
that cut?
Over me.
You
Let
guys
me.
Want to disarm all of America.
No, I don't.
Dianne Feinstein's bill does gun confiscation.
No, let me clarify for you. You don't seem to understand.
First
what
you register, then you confiscate. It's
no.
always done the same.
Here's what
it
the
is always
campaign
done.
On this
Well, here,
show.
Give me your little cue cards, and I'll answer your questions for you.
What is the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for
we
you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Right.
Again. I don't but like statistically, they're that. Using very low oh, percentage of
right.
shootings,
but
period.
Are you
but
seeing,
you guys,
are you seeing
people
a pattern,
wouldn't go swimming because the movie Jaws,
the biggest,
even though great white
Alex,
sharks kill five people
Alex,
a year.
Great point, Alex.
So
you nailed it.
The rhetoric that...
Do you know what kind of shark was used in Jaws? An M3
Bruce?
22 white.
Yeah. The rhetoric, that, Piers Morgan is trying to employ is, beating back against Alex's argument that, semi-automatic weapons aren't used frequently in
right.
shootings. What he's trying to bring up, the large shootings generally
right.
are automatic weapons, or semi-automatic
right.
weapons.
I mean,
which undercuts
they have
the,
to be.
Which undercuts the argument that most, shootings aren't done by those. Of course, most people use handguns
right.
and what have you. Statistically, but those are, you know, you end up killing one person
right.
as opposed to 30 or whatever.
It's hard to kill people with handguns.
I think it's not that hard.
It's pretty hard.
I've never tried, but.
You can't, like, there's, you know, they tell you to shoot center mass and all of that shit. Isn't that how they train cops?
No idea.
They say center mass?
Probably.
I just heard center mass somewhere and I was pretty excited to use it. It's pretty stoked about that.
Proud of you.
But no, you can survive a lot of gunshots.
Yeah.
A surprising number of gunshots.
That's
you can
definitely
survive.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all the ideas of like, that shooting you back.
Right.
Like you fly backwards.
Right.
Nonsense. But, be that as it may, I think more often than not, you'd find, like, people get lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't care. That's not important. Really.
No, it's not.
The point that Piers Morgan's trying to make, and he even says, do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
And that is that these large-scale tragedies are the ones that always seem to use automatic weapons,
right.
semi-automatic weapons, and that's the reason that there is an issue, and that's the
but
reason the, why people...
The problem with what Piers is doing is that he needs to have realized by now that, yes, Alex does understand what he's getting at,
totally.
Which is why he's doing this.
Yes.
What are you thinking, Piers?
He understands what he's getting at, and that's why he won't engage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Alex.
You're trying to scare people.
Let me say something.
There's no metal shark in the water.
The same type of weapon was used in the last...
Yeah,
bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah, bah. And Hitler used semi-autos to kill people.
Why would you... Why would you...
Why is the government arming the teeth against us?
Alex, I don't...
What
have,
about Fast and Furious?
Alex.
Why do our government ship guns into
down.
Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex.
Vin Diesel?
I get accused...
Why they blow up Building 7
Alex,
down the street here
Alex,
in New York?
I get accused when I get you guys on of talking over you, of being rude. I'm trying to be civil.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to try and answer some of the questions, right? Here's my issue for you. Why do people need, civilians, need an AR-15 type assault rifle.
Okay, I already said statistically they're used in a very low amount of the crimes. That's an FBI fact.
They've been used in the last three mass shootings.
Yes.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because they advertise it in the media. Anybody knows that if somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, they put cops up there the next day because copycats come to do it again. The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
That's not the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
don't commit suicide by killing a bunch of kids. And here's the gun to use because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
So that argument
I don't understand that argument.
That argument is a long walk, I believe, towards explaining what is at play in society. If you don't understand it, I'll lay it out as best I can.
Mean, from what I got there, his point is that because the media sensationalizes these mass shootings and makes them such a huge story, that means that copycats are arising because of this awareness of that.
And to some extent, the media is doing that intentionally.
Right.
In order to create these sort of incidents,
which is paranoid as shit. Yeah, but it's also a fairly interesting argument there, is because, yes, the media does tend to benefit from these types of things in the same way that gun manufacturers tend to benefit from these types
of things. Right, man. I mean, this is a philosophical, cultural idea that was thoroughly explored in the Edward Burns movie 15 Minutes. And we can move past it there.
Fair.
I mean, I don't think that there's much credence to that argument as being, like, explanatory. There's someone in the chat room saying that we are very ignorant about guns, and
yes.
That may very well be the case. I cop to that.
Yeah.
I grew up in central Missouri. I had a lot of friends who have guns. I know enough about them, to have an opinion.
Right.
Beyond that, sure. I don't know the finer points of gun laws in various states. I don't. And I admit that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's important, but
I don't necessarily think that a clear understanding of how guns work and that kind of thing is necessary to saying that assault rifles are probably not something that's necessary for people to have.
Yes, I agree. Anyway.
Do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide. Google it, folks.
Do you believe everyone in America? Should everyone in America, have an AR-15 if they want one?
Statistically, where there's more guns, there's lower crime.
Naturally.
The highest crime is in Bloomberg, you know.
But you have the most controlled guns areas. Of any of the 23 richest countries in the world. And you have 11,000
Well, America was born on guns and whiskey.
Right.
And slaves.
Just to be perfectly clear, I don't have a problem with people having guns.
No.
I want to make that abundantly clear, lest anyone...
I do.
You're a little bit out there, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
I mean, I don't think the military should have AR-15s. I think it's a bad idea.
Now that is an interesting
can
of worms.
You should be allowed to have a musket, and that's as good as you can do.
Fair.
One shot, and then you got to spend 15 minutes going to town.
Mm-hmm.
It's true we're a violent society.
Right. So you
but statistically,
that America has the most
knives kill three
the most
times more.
Motives.
Have you seen the FBI numbers? Knives, bats, rocks.
Great movie,
kill,
the FBI
kill
numbers.
Many, many
let's
times
talk,
more.
Alex, let's talk
it's
about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the knife.
Great
when
movie, The Rock.
Chops
Alex.
Her kids up with a cleaver because she's on serotonin.
Alex, tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you want to get
AR-15.
Rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
Stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide.
Okay. Alex,
not automobile accident, not cancer. Not
You
listen,
accuse me of attacking the disease. Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide
Alex,
and kill people.
Alex.
All right. I think we got it. I think we got it, Alex.
So that idea goes back to a lot of his anti-vax ideas and stuff like that with like the inserts say it's going to do all that. It's like, that's a potential side effect, dude. Like that's just how medicine works. That's, people's biologies are all different and people have different responses to, various inputs. That's just how it goes.
I wonder what it would be like if Piers was willing to just fly with him, you know, just like roll with the punches. Don't stick don't stick in one debate area where, like, we're talking about guns. No, whenever Alex starts coming at you with pills are an issue, you just be like, the opioid crisis is a big deal, too. Do you think that we should legalize drugs? And then he'd be like, yes. And then the show would end. Everything would be fine. Everyone would go home happy.
I'm not sure. I'm not
and
sure.
And everybody
I agree with that
in
assessment.
The audience would get a free AR-15.
Yeah, absolutely. Look just, under your chairs.
That's Oprah. That's Oprah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Let's get about the second.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Your belief,
what's your favorite?
First time anybody's ever heard this, by the way.
Your belief, unless I'm wrong, is that under the Second Amendment, your real concern is that you will be overrun by a tyrannical regime, either from somewhere else.
Yeah, highway checkpoints. Look at Mexico. Total gun ban for the citizens. Highest crime rate in the world. 57,000 people dead the last 5 years.
Maybe we
should
legalize drugs.
Total gun ban for the citizens.
But
Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in Europe.
Alex,
your country has the highest.
Alex, we have 35 gun murders a year. You have 11,000.
People get their brains. It's the higher crime rate.
Let me ask
you. Violent crime is higher.
On this specific.
It's brains. It's people.
Alex has this whole mentality that where there are, he's misattributing, correlation and causation with the idea that there are more guns now and the crime rates are going down.
Right.
He assumes that they must be linked.
Right.
And that's just not the case.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. And especially you see, there was an article I was reading the other day about how, New York has hit like a 50-year, low in terms of crime. And, that's a liberal city.
It's because there's too many street thugs. They all moved out.
Right.
It's like the opposite of white flight.
Mm-hmm.
The street thugs all went over to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Right.
Let's ship street thugs out to the suburbs.
Fine. Anyway.
Trying to get inside your brain.
If you punched me right now, it'd be not your fist,
Alex,
but your brain.
Alex, let me get inside your brain.
Okay.
Okay? I'm serious. You have a very, very big platform. You air, I think, on 63 networks.
No. That Wikipedia is like 10 years old. I'm on over 140 stations. XM.
Millions of Americans hear you.
Over a million
every
and a half
day.
Visitors.
There we go. That's the stuff.
Get a plug in there.
Yeah. Yep. Talk about them pills, Alex. Get that in there.
So now here's where we get to the dismount of the interview. We're coming towards the end
here. This is when Piers really brings it home and he does the nice little gymnastics kind of like.
Boy,
now,
I'll tell you.
Okay.
No.
Where we have the statistics posted right now.
Okay.
Infowars.com.
Who do you believe was behind 9/11?
Oh, I absolutely know. I have the police on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. I have BBC reporting.
No, who do you believe was behind
I have the proof. I heard them on CBS radio.
Who, Alex?
They announced they blew up the towers on CBS radio. New Yorkers all saw it and heard it.
Alex, who do you
believe? They blew up Building 7.
Alex, who do you believe was behind it? The American government.
Criminal elements of the military-industrial complex, the same ones that staged Gulf of Tonkin, the same ones that staged Operation, the mass shootings of Operation Gladio.
Right.
Ooh. The CIA.
I like the way you said that.
Do you
Operation
mean
Gladio?
Bush and his administration were behind 9/11?
I mean that even mainstream news reported that the hijackers were ordered to be allowed into the United States. Michael Springman, the head of the Visa Department, blew the whistle on that.
So the Bush administration was part of a conspiracy.
Well, he
murder,
said never let us tolerate
to murder
Americans. I can speak in this accent as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
but is that
there it is.
Hitler firebombed
there
the
you go,
Reichstag,
Alex.
Yes, to bring in martial law in Germany, April 27th, 1933. Governments have staged terror attacks throughout history or allowed terrorists to attack as a pretext to invade and enslave the populations. I probably own more than 50 firearms. Many of them have increased in value 2, 3, or even 4 times. I sleep very comfortably outside Austin, Texas, knowing that I can defend my family.
Okay, Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
This is the man who wants to deport me from the country for wanting to get rid of
assault
rifles.
It's to point out you're a foreigner, a redcoat,
a foreigner.
You're telling us what to do.
Whatever.
Go back to where they took the guns if you don't like it. The communists.
So that's where it ends. They go out to commercial and this interview is done.
Whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know what we achieved here, but it's interesting.
That was pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
It's interesting to me because there is a little bit of that Alex Jones being a complete asshole in a sort of funny way.
Did not see the British accent coming.
You didn't?
I did not see that coming.
There was a horn on that a mile away.
See, now that's again my problem or my fault. Because I already made the comparison to him watching one of those clips on his own show and interrupting that. Mm. Always does an accent.
Right.
Always does the mocking accent. I should have seen that one coming.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. It's interesting that the way Alex presents this in his own mythologizing of his past is that, you know, he goes in there and he slayed the beast that is Piers Morgan and destroyed his ratings and showed him to be the globalist shill that he is.
Right.
And then Piers Morgan wanted to fight him because he couldn't handle Alex Jones's brilliance.
Right.
But in reality, when we look at it, he's just being a whataboutist asshole and bringing up unrelated information in order to dodge points.
Of course.
And he's the one who wants to fight Piers Morgan. So the reality does not really match up with his mythology.
No.
And it's fun. Anyway, 10, 9. not going to count down the new year. This brings us to the end of the year here, 2017, and
yep.
I want to thank everybody for coming along with us. It's been interesting.
I agree.
Sure.
I would say so.
Hopefully 2018 even more interesting, and we will see. But for now, if you want to check us out, you can.
Do you want to make a prediction?
About what?
About 2018. Give me one prediction. That's what people are supposed to do in media type things. Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, you're supposed to be like, well, we've learned this, so we can predict this. So what do you got?
Max coins will be the preferred currency in America.
I don't think Max coins are going to get
Max
there.
Max Kaiser will be an economy master or something.
That would be an interesting.
I don't know.
Cryptocurrency is getting really huge. Why not? Throw a little Max coin in there? Hedge your bets. Imagine if you had gotten in on the ground floor of Bitcoin.
Right.
You'd be a billionaire right now.
Until next week or
right.
whatever.
Well, right.
And then you'd be a billionaire again a week later.
Most likely. The stock market is great.
Quite a roller coaster.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't have any predictions. I can't see anything coming anymore. Everything is off and everything is weird.
Everything's chaos.
Yeah.
That's
my prediction.
Okay. Let's go odds. Okay.
Okay.
What do you think the midterms are going to wind up looking like?
I think a lot of the polling is showing that things are wildly competitive. I think the Democrats probably take a lot of seats.
You think so?
I think at least enough to flip things. Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of the things I'm seeing. But at the same time, I don't fucking know.
Is it possible for the Democrats to get a supermajority two-thirds vote in the Senate?
I'm not entirely sure on that. But I don't know, man. We can't make any of these predictions.
No, of course not.
We don't know enough, and it's far enough away that like I don't know what kind of smear campaigns people like Chuck Johnson and Cernovich are going to try and float. Anything could happen. I didn't think it would be close with Roy Moore. It was fucking close as shit.
Yeah,
I can't predict anything anymore.
Right.
I have no idea.
Well, my suspicion is, my prediction is this. Straight white dudes, still going to be awful.
I think that's probably, I mean, if history is prelude, it looks like that is a good prediction.
Just looking at the statistics of the Roy Moore vote, especially when you factor in straight white dudes,
mm-hmm.
70% of straight white dudes, something like that, voted for, or not straight white dudes, just white dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Although we can assume if you're a Republican, chances are you're a straight white dude.
I'm hearing from the chat room that a supermajority is not possible.
Damn it.
Yeah, but be that as it may.
That would have been nice. Yeah. It would have been nice to be able to override vetoes.
So is that your only prediction?
My only prediction is white people are not going to learn.
They're not
going to
be like, we fixed it.
White people are still going to vote Republican.
Yeah.
That's something I think is going to maintain.
I think
unfortunately means I think we need to commit white genocide.
Oh boy.
My prediction for 2018 is white genocide.
Not on board.
Gonna rise up. If you kill our white people, the Republic will rise again.
I think that another prediction is no one's gonna take anyone's guns.
No, that's definitely not gonna happen.
That's a prediction I'm willing to make.
I think we should personally take people.
Ooh, I have another prediction.
What's that?
People will start going to our website, knowledgefight.com.
Got a plug in there, Infowars.com. You can go to the website. You can click support the show.
Sure, if you'd like to become a policy wonk. Also, you can go follow us on Twitter, knowledge_fight.
That's true.
Did you just say that?
No.
Okay. We're also on Facebook.
We are.
We're on iTunes. We're trying I'm exploring a couple other podcast distribution
hosts?
Things. Yeah, I've gotten a couple emails from people who have like Androids and stuff like that. So
you can't get us on Android?
I don't know, man.
You have to get a separate podcast app.
Yeah.
I bet that's the case.
I found something interesting.
Loved that. That was a great prediction.
On InfoWars, on the Alex Jones show, on January 7th, 2013, the day that Alex is in New York for the to tape what we just listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Fucking John Rappaport was co-hosting.
What?
Along with a fill-in host.
What?
Yeah, Alex had a
what?
Alex had a fill-in host who was a little crazy. I can't remember his name, but he's not around anymore. But John Rappaport, sans beard in 2013.
What?
It was upsetting.
It didn't take a long time for him to grow the weird beard that he has right now?
It might be 3 years running at this point.
That's a very quick turnaround for beard.
The other thing. I checked it out, and this past Thursday, John Rappaport was in the fourth hour. He's doing the fourth hour.
All right.
Get this.
Picture was hung?
No.
Okay.
Unclear. However, he was not talking about HIV denialism. He was not talking about vaccines.
Okay.
You know what he was talking about? Tom DeLong.
What was his take on Tom DeLong?
He's saying that UFOs are a false flag.
I'm in.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about UFOs. They're real.
Apparently.
Okay.
But he's saying that all this is nonsense in order to make people scared of space diseases.
In order to sell space vaccines.
And there's one thing that I was thrilled to. I was listening to it. And I'm like, hot take. But then also, I got to hear John Rappaport say, Jim Semivan. It made me pretty happy.
There you go.
It's like, yeah, Semivan.
The only good thing to happen in 2017.
And it's so weird to have this, like, you know, there are sort of spiritual connections between Project Camelot.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Clean shaven. Like, no beard at all.
Upsetting. Upsetting to look at.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah.
That's strange.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know what? Without a beard, it's much easier for me just to look at him and say, John Rappaport, go fuck yourself. Happy New Year, y'all.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.